So what do you guys feel that some of the biggest challenges related to social media are for people at a personal level or a business level?
I think personal is privacy.
Sure.
A lot of people are concerned about that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Facebook is doing a good job, you know, with that, with the way you can shut down your profile.
Sure.
You know, from all the comments or the posts and stuff like that. But I think that's a big concern for people, that some people don't even want to be on Facebook.
Right, because they're concerned of that.
Yeah.
Sure.
So, but yeah, that's what I found for the personal part of it.
How about from a business level? What do you think some of the biggest challenges are?
I think one of the biggest challenges are there's not enough companies out there that understand social yet. And I think that companies need to move more in the direction of becoming more social businesses.
Sure.
But then you have to look at foundational elements. You know, you have to make sure that you have really clearly defined policies and procedures.
Right.
So you have to have a social media policy within your company. You have to kind of engage or enlist the support of the early adopters within the company to help train the other people how to actually, you know, use the technology and,
sure.
and be effective and efficient online. But then that opens up a whole bunch of other benefits to the company, because you're bringing in these young folks who typically aren't staying at jobs very long,
right.
you know?
Maybe a week.
Yeah, a week or 2 years is
sure.
like long-term for those folks.
Right.
But as somebody that's been around in the company longer, you get to bring those people in and say, look, we respect you.
Right.
We know that you have skills. Now help us bring the company in this direction, which
sure.
is going to, I believe, build more allegiance down the road.
When you say that you feel that they don't understand it, what may it be that they don't understand about social media?
I just think that there's still too many companies right now that you say, why are you doing social media, or why mm-hmm. do you believe you need to do social media? And they say, because our competitors are. And that's not an objective.
Okay.
It's not a good enough reason, in my opinion. I think
sure.
you have to put some thought into it and be very intentional about what you do.
Right.
And the ROI, too.
Sure.
It's very difficult to prove ROI.
Oh, yeah.
Return on investment. So,
absolutely.
And, you know, it's improving with web analytics and things like that, but... A lot of businesses, they're just like, bottom line, what am I going to get out of this?
But sometimes it could maybe be about top of mind awareness with some
right.
of this, because you're getting out there on a regular basis versus, you know, you go back to the old days of the internet, search engines, and you knew what you were getting,
exactly.
or pay-per-click, you knew that you were getting this return on investment. So I think, some of it goes back to a top of mind awareness. You're just staying out there on a regular basis and branding that way.
Customer service, too. Is what, you know, social media is as well. And just educating the business owner on those different facets is really important.
I like what you said about the regular basis. That's one thing that I run into quite frequently. I agree with what Pete said, and I'll add to that consistency ends up being an issue for a lot of businesses.
Mm-hmm.
They'll start out with all the enthusiasm in the world, but then after 3 or 4 months, that enthusiasm wanes, mm-hmm. and there's no consistent posts, there's no consistent tone, and it looks like, sorry, we're closed.
Right.
It's like, are they still open? They used to be gung-ho on Facebook, for example. Mm-hmm. And now we're not seeing anything anymore. Are they still alive? So a lot of what I do with clients is developing, you know, you have to think like a publisher now, because
right.
you were a publisher.
Sure.
We need to have a content calendar. We need to have roles and responsibilities assigned so that so-and-so is responsible for the photographs. So-and-so is responsible for writing about the events that we're doing, and actually having a calendar in place and roles and responsibilities assigned.
Right. And understanding mm-hmm. how your target audience interacts with that content that you are producing, because they're not liking or commenting doesn't mean that they're not listening and paying attention.
Big time.
So once you make that promise to the marketplace that, hey, we're going to be there for you here, and then you run away, you've just lied to the marketplace.
I can't tell you how many times people say, God, you know what? I only got like 3 or 4 likes on that comment that I've made. But then when I went out to an event, at least 10 people told me that, boy, I saw that, and they aren't commenting on it, they aren't
right.
liking it, but you almost have to assume that for every like that you get, there's about 20 people
yeah.
who actually like and resonated with
right.
it. They're just not the ones who are terribly active about pressing that thumb or
yeah.
responding back.
Right. I've gotten that, too, with a client recently. They said, you know, we're not getting any interaction, you know, I'm not sure if we should do this, but then they went to an event
mm-hmm.
and they got that feedback. Yeah, we love the updates on your Facebook page and the tweets, and we're getting a lot of valuable information. So, you know, that was the feedback they got. So you're right. It's not obvious at times.
Sure.
So
now, Renee, you brought up the issue of privacy, and that seems to be a pretty big deal on folks' minds. I mean, in general, is privacy really as big of a deal as people make it out to be, or is it much ado about nothing? I mean, I don't have my Social Security number out there. I don't have my credit card number
well,
out there.
I'm begging you to put your credit card number and Social Security online. I need that information.
I'll slide my card over there to you. But, I mean, is it really as big of a deal as people are making it out to be?
Paul, you and I have had this discussion a little bit online back and forth, as I wish people would worry less about their online privacy and worry maybe just a little bit more about their online discretion.
Sure, fair
like,
enough.
You're very good about not putting your Social Security number out there, for example. But if you're really worried about privacy, maybe you need to take some of your own personal responsibility about the stuff that you're putting
sure.
out there.
Sure, yeah. I agree. I mean, I think a lot of these things rest in the hands of the people who are, you know, complaining about
mm-hmm.
these things.
Mm-hmm.